Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Nerds with Friends. My name is Cody Leach, and I'm joined by Christian Garcia.
Sup,
nerds. Thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing on our Twitter. Are we going to start saying that now? That'd be fun.
Sure.
Thank you for liking, commenting, and subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. We have a fun show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Terminator.
Terminators.
We're going to talk about the newest movie, Dark Fate, as well as some of the other ones and how this newest installment of our governor's master magnum opus.
I keep forgetting, that he was our governor.
Yep, we did that.
I honestly, I never really paid attention. I didn't vote for him.
Governors have no power. I said it. Just kidding. so we'll be talking about that. We'll let you know when spoilers are going to come up for the new movie.
It looks like people aren't really watching it, so I don't think there's...
we'll get into it. We'll get into it. And I mean, the last movie, they just spoiled in the trailer, so at least we've given you some time to see the movie first.
Yes.
But before we do that, let's start the show off, as we always do, with a little round of nerdy confessions, where we confess the things that make us nerds. Here, I have a special sound for it this time.
Terminator.
All right, what's your nerdy confession?
I was like, damn, that's like it's epic so intense music. I know. I said I was doing Stephen King audiobooks for October.
Jesus Christ!
I don't give a fuck. I love it, and I'm keep going with it. I'm almost done. In fact, on the drive over here, I think I'm like 2 hours from finishing The Outsider, and it's really fucking good. Guys, go read it, listen to it,
or watch it on the HBO show when it comes out.
They're doing The Outsider?
Yep.
Holy shit. How do I not know about this shit?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, fuck. Is it really? What HBO you said?
I think it's HBO. And Jason Bateman's going to be in it. And okay. So is Ben Mendelsohn.
I'm having...
Ben Mendelsohn, he's the guy with the lisp from Star Wars, Rogue One, the bad guy. He was also...
I like him.
He was also the Skrull guy.
Yeah. I love him. I'm glad he's in more stuff.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff.
So, man, I don't want to ruin it. It's really great. It starts off... Oh, fuck. I don't know if I should talk too much about it. It starts off, I thought it was going to be one type of story, and there's a bunch of cool twists that I didn't see coming that was fucking awesome. The fact that I read and listen to so much Stephen King and the guy can still fool me is fucking awesome. Characters from another book. I will say this. Some characters from Mr. Mercedes show up, which is fucking awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I loved it when they showed up. It was one of my favorite characters, too, from the show.
So The Outsider is a pretty new book, isn't it? The last 5 years or so?
No, I think less than that.
Oh, okay. So very new.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really shocked that like they right away gave him a show, but I mean, all this stuff is awesome anyway.
Stephen King's a really hot property right now.
Yeah, and the fact that he is, and the fact that I hope they start doing more crossovers, and how amazing Dr. Sleep was, and the fact that, you know, they brought, I mean, for us who are huge fans, there was little things like, and I feel like we can talk a little bit about Dr. Sleep. It's been out long enough, but
it hasn't actually come out yet.
Oh shit, it hasn't. Just comes out tomorrow. Seen it so fucking early.
Comes out today.
Okay,
actually, if you're listening to this on Friday.
Okay, there's a cool scene with Halloran where he says "Ka is a wheel," and that's just a straight callback to
Dark Tower,
and that was fucking awesome. But I really hope it starts getting more trending and more people want it and they start connecting the universes, because the Stephen King universe would be so fucking amazing.
Right.
And particularly the right now, they're doing his books so well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope it continues on that trend.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's in a cool position where
he has a huge body of work that people can pull from.
Huge body of work, but also, you know, he's an established enough name where, and people have seen things like Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings and what these book-based shows and movies can actually do. And so now they're like a little bit more willing to be like, okay, maybe we should listen to the author. You know what I mean?
Let's forget the Dark Tower movie.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing with that one. That was a strange one.
It was something.
It was categorically a movie. It was.
It had a beginning.
By definition.
There was actors. There was a middle.
Yeah.
There was an end.
There was credits at the end.
Yes. I mean.
We saw it in the theater.
But it's really, really good. I don't want to give anything away. That's awesome. You said show or movie?
It's a show. It's a show on HBO.
Oh, that's awesome. Because They're going to stretch it out the way it needs to be. It could honestly be a movie, but like all Stephen King books, you'd have to cut out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe it's a limited showing, like a True Detective or something, where it's 12 episodes and done.
Kind of. No, that'd be fucking fantastic. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so it should be pretty cool. My nerdy confession is I'm getting super into the Watchmen show on HBO, big HBO fest.
Tonight. I'm going to watch it.
Who watches The Watchmen? Apparently not Christian.
Yeah, not yet. I know you've been telling me for a while.
But it is.
Oh, you know what? I blame you because you're supposed to give me.
Which I did.
Fucking A, did you?
Yeah, I texted it to you two shows ago.
I can't blame you anymore then.
And you brought it up last show. And
I got a lot of shit on my mind, Cody. All right.
Well, yeah, watch it because it's great. But I think in the future, once you actually catch up on it, I think we'll do a full Watchmen episode. And it'll probably be better, too, because we'll be like halfway through the season by then. So we can talk a little bit more about it. But it is an awesome show. Every episode, it has that classic Damon Lindelof or whatever vibe to it, where like every episode you're trying to figure out what's happening. And you just end the episode with 1,000 more questions. But I really like that. I really like trying to figure out, ooh, who's that going to be? Oh, who's that? Oh, is that this? So really, really cool. I think everyone should go check it out. But I've been watching a bunch of theory videos and background videos and stuff. And I really like how it's tying into the original comic and movie and everything.
God damn it. I was just going through the text and I found it. God damn it.
That's okay. You can enter it tonight and watch it. So check out The Watchmen, guys. It is. Don't sleep on this one. This one's going to be a really good one, I think. And they just in the last episode, they had a couple characters from the original and show up and you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Gonna be good. All righty then. So let's talk a little bit about Terminators. So Terminator Dark Fate is in theaters now. Came out last week. And
so far, they're predicting it's going to lose. I think last they said it was $100 million.
Oh, God. That's so much.
I can't imagine. I feel like this type of movie does really well in China, but they're predicting that it's not going to be.
Yeah, there was that rant that Arnold went on about how he hates the Chinese.
He didn't say
that. He didn't do that. Wouldn't that be crazy? You're like, whoa, this movie took a turn.
Jesus.
Why does that robot hate them so much?
I have on Twitter, I've seen a bunch of people saying that like it's failing because it's too PC and social justice warrior. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, it's a Mexican woman who is consistently being saved by two older white people and a white woman. Like, what are you fucking getting at? Like, in fact, that part was a little annoying. Like, she needs all this help? Like, the white folk need to help the brown folk out? Like, let me show you the ropes?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Also, the bad Terminator is definitely Mexican.
Yeah, that too. It's like, I mean.
And he's got a black skeleton.
He did have a black. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It's black on the inside.
I guess. I thought it was a cool design, honestly. It
definitely was. One thing, because you brought it up, one thing that I thought was weird was like his head design.
I thought that was cool. It was like empty, like a bowl almost.
Yeah. Why was it?
It was a cool design, though.
I feel like you could put something in there.
More chips, more computer chips.
I was wondering if like. You know, it would be cool, but though they never... I was waiting for it to happen in the movie sometime, but it never actually happened. Because the outside of him is like liquid, and the inside of him is metal, right?
Yes.
I was hoping that the liquid would store up into the head thing, you know? So he could just like freeball it and be like a full-on robot. And then when he needs to like blend in, he could, you know, come out of his head and... I just thought that would be cool, but it never happened.
I did notice that in one of the freeway shots. When he first split, I'm like, oh, what happened to top part of his skull.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was kind of strange. I wonder if there's like a deleted scene where they had some reasoning behind it or if they just thought it looked cool.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know why this movie is doing poorly. I think as far as Terminators go, this one was a pretty good entry into the canon of Terminators. And speaking of canon, it actually undoes the last...
It undoes Salvation.
Three movies.
Salvation and Genesis, doesn't it?
Doesn't it undo... I thought this one is basically picking up right where two left off.
Yes.
So it undoes three, Salvation, and Genesis.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Three, Salvation. My fault. Yep.
Yeah.
Three, Salvation, and Genesis.
So,
which is fine. Those weren't...
Yeah, they weren't great.
In particularly Genesis, which...
Genesis was real bad.
And not only that, but like the big twist of the John Connor you see actually being a Terminator. Is like, dude, they gave that away in the preview. It's right. Like, why would you
the
do that?
The trailer showed that. I'm like, what? Why?
Like, who okayed that?
Who okayed that? I mean, I feel like that almost would have been an acceptable movie if I hadn't gone in knowing that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It still wouldn't have been great, but... It would have at least had a cool surprise to it. But I will say that this one, there are some surprises in it. There's a twist right in the beginning where you're like, oh, shit. I guess we should warn spoilers. If you haven't seen Terminator Dark Fate yet and you're sensitive to spoilers, we're pretty much going to ruin the first 5 minutes of it right now. So
I was going to ruin all of it.
Yeah, we could ruin all of it. I mean, there's only one real big twist to it, I think, where in the first 5 minutes, spoilers. I don't know if I have a spoiler sound anymore. Oh, there it is. So spoilers, in the first 5 minutes, you see a digitally de-aged Sarah Connor and John Connor, Edward Furlong, from Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And they're like hanging out in, where were they? Guatemala?
Yeah, they weren't in Mexico. I think they were somewhere in... I think it was South America. They were somewhere.
Well, if it was in Mexico, it was definitely in South America.
If it was in Mexico,
speaking Spanish, drinking piña coladas. Yeah, so they're at like some beach resort or something. And you see John go up to get like a daiquiri or some shit like that.
Hitting on a girl.
And then all of a sudden, he turns around, you see his eyes go big, and there's Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
And this is right after 2, where he saw him as a father figure. He bonded with him really hard.
He went down into the lava with the thumbs up. And then all of a sudden you see just John Connor get blasted and blown away. And then
he just walks past his mom. Sarah Connor just.
It was cool too. He had like the cool lever action rifle or whatever from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
At least it looks like it. It might have been a shotgun, but who knows.
And they did explain, because that would have been a hole in the movie. But so when they sent over the T-1000 was the first liquid one?
Yes, the T-1000, that was Robert Patrick.
Right. They also sent another, at the same time, they sent him and the other Terminator. It's just that the other one just finally caught up to them.
Right.
So he was just a left, I guess, they had sent two after him, which is pretty smart. Why not send a shit ton? They always just send
one.
Yeah,
what are we paying by the Terminator?
Yeah. I guess, going into time-space continuums.
Some Skynet head honcho, like, bureaucrats, like, I don't know, guys. Time travel's really expensive, and, I mean, the T-1000, he's, like, state-of-the-art. This is going to be a really costly thing. Oh, we got a couple 800s laying around. Okay, does it have that weird Austrian guy all over it? Like, yeah. I mean, we already have one back in the timeline. I mean, what's one more going to hurt? Like, he looks like a pretty standard guy. That's what humans look like, right? Super full of muscles.
Yeah, with a thick accent.
Yeah. I told you guys not to program the accent. So yeah, he blasts him and then kind of walks away and disappears. And Sarah Connor gets a couple shots off, but not enough to stop a Terminator for sure.
So essentially that Terminator, when they destroyed the original Arnie and the T-1000 mm-hmm. with all the chips, they had made it so Skynet had never happened.
Yeah, so they effectively changed the future and prevented Judgment Day.
So there's no more Skynet.
No more Skynet.
But there is Legion.
There is Legion, which is basically Skynet. And they make the same model robots, basically. So they still have a cool metal skeleton with teeth and everything.
Although I did like when they showed the future stuff that not all of them had guns. Some of them had the liquid stuff that they would just turn into blades and mm-hmm. cut people up. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool to see that. Because that was one thing is like whenever we see a flash forward into the dark future or whatever, you always see the skeletal robots with like big ass machine guns.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but they made all these cool like liquid metal ones that yeah. like, you know, turn their arms into knives and stuff. Your parents are dead.
I like that. That was pretty cool. And like they would kind of like throw the liquid stuff and like have blades like. Since we're spoiling the movie, they do show a cutscene into the future, and like you just see a bunch of humans getting like murdered. Torn down. Yeah,
yeah. And you do see like some of those little ball things that they had too. That were like they were these little drone balls that would like find the humans and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They would come down and blow up and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I think that the design of the new Terminator was a cool. Cool idea where there's a skeletal body that can operate independently from a liquid metal like yeah. exterior, and it seemed like you know he was obviously more unstoppable when he had the skeleton in him because he had that like weight and like you know structure behind him.
Well, and it was cool when he needed to split up, he would like, yeah. and then he can go into
like he could have one drive, and then I think they show this in the trailer. His metal body like goes through a broken windshield yeah. and comes out on the hood of a truck and stuff. So yeah. really cool stuff.
And they didn't send another robot to protect. Oh, I forgot her name.
Danny.
Yes,
something.
Danny. They sent
probably Ramirez. I mean, I feel like movies don't get very inventive with last names.
I got this. Hold on. No, I don't. Well,
Daniela, it should be. Should be one of the first ones.
Well, anyway.
Danny Ramos. I was close.
So they sent back not a robot, not a human. Well, I guess it was more
She's
human.
An enhanced human.
Enhanced human. Now, this is one thing that I didn't like. That she had to consistently like, load up, what was it, some kind of like diabetic medicine?
Anti-seizure medicine.
Yeah, and it's because, oh, I can only exert so much energy until I have to do this. Like, well, why not just make it calories? I mean, you're using calories to do everything, like just what the body uses, and like just load up on food or something. Like I totally
future
get
future medicine, okay?
I guess like it made sense that you know she exerted a lot of energy and yeah. she got tired, but it's like I don't know, that part to me just wasn't fleshed out well enough. Like why this? Is it overexerting her like glands or something? Like is it depleting? I don't know, like adrenaline or something, but they didn't really touch too much on it.
Yeah, they mentioned briefly her metabolism is super fast. But yeah, you're right. Why wouldn't she just like need to eat like some McDonald's or
something? Yeah, like
shit
some
like
super
that,
high you know? Calories instead.
Missed opportunity for a product placement.
There you go.
You know, see, McDonald's would have paid like a couple $1 million and then you wouldn't have had to.
Although
know, so well.
Although a lot of it was in Mexico. Why well, they got
McDonald's.
McDonald's
everywhere, bro.
That's true.
Could have been a Del Taco, I guess, or something. About.
Something, I don't know. What's the one we go to in San Diego?
Ooh, Tacos El Gordo.
There you go.
Fuck. So good.
Just need 50 tacos.
Tacos El Gordo, looking for a sponsorship, please. Yeah.
It's like she's just got to eat like 50 of them and she's
you
good.
Pay us in tacos. Yeah, she was awesome. I don't know. Mackenzie Davis is I think her name.
She was great. She was great. She had a strong build. And,
yeah, she did.
Like, she definitely looked like she could whoop our asses,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
So hard. No, she was great. I mean, and I really liked kind of the personality she brought to the character, too. She wasn't like Kyle Reese. So, like, Kyle Reese in Terminator 1 and even... No, he wasn't in Terminator 2. Was he in Terminator 2?
No. No, I believe there was a flashback scene that got deleted.
Maybe. Yeah, so in Terminator 1, Kyle Reese was not a very, you know, he didn't have a lot of personality to him kind of thing.
He had a mission, dude. He was a human going after this thing that, yeah. that barely killed. Ever.
And that's what she was also. But she, you know, I liked how, you know, she and Sarah Connor had this two alpha female, like, personalities going back and forth with each other. That was really cool. And then, like, the fight scenes with her was awesome, too. Like when she's swinging the chain around.
Oh, that was
shit.
That was really cool.
That
and,
was
and
dope.
The helicopter noise that you like.
Yeah, like when she was spinning it so fast because she's so strong.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Sarah Connor too. She was awesome.
Linda Hamilton. Yeah, back in action.
She's aging super well. She was moving like
she looks like almost the exact same, but with gray hair.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm like, holy shit.
Versus Arnold, you can definitely see like a little bit of the older
hairlines receding a little bit.
Not only
he's still yoked though.
He's still yoked upper body, but you can definitely look in the legs like, oh.
Well, he was wearing shorts in this. I think it was the first time Terminators ever wore shorts.
I guess that's true. I don't know. There were a couple times like, oh, I could see the old man movements. Like,
yeah. Well, I think I'm pretty sure he's like 70 years old, yeah. Isn't he?
I mean, he looks great for his age.
Yeah.
But it makes me sad because like I just like Arnold.
You're used to seeing him like young
naked. And like fucking just like
pumping iron.
Yeah, like you, like damn, like you do not want to fuck with this guy. So it's like, it's kind of sad just seeing like the heroes we grew up with. Like, you know, you can tell time is fucking them up.
Comes for us all. I think one thing that's really cool about him is that this wasn't a movie just about him either. You know what I mean? He didn't show up till like the last third of the movie, really.
Yeah. And then every scene he was in, he just fucking stole the scene.
He was so awesome. Like, there were some really cool scenes with him fighting the other Terminator and stuff. Just Terminator on Terminator action.
And this is one, we talked about this briefly before. That was, if there was a part that I disliked, or if there was a part that really, there was a hole in, it was his story arc.
Okay, so.
So, like, his... So it was very badly written.
So here's what has happened to the T-800. So he murders John Connor and, you know, basically completes his mission.
He's a machine. He's a program that's running him.
And Terminator time travel rules, it's always a one-way ticket.
Right.
There's no going back. So once he completed his mission...
He had nothing else to do.
He had nothing else to do.
So he... But... See, like, it kind of worked, but it should have been fleshed out better because they are infiltrators. They do infiltrate human groups. We learned that from Terminator 1. Reese says that. They come in.
That's why they're covered in skin.
Right. Once
they're killer robot.
Yeah. Once they're in, then they kill from within. So, yes, he learns human behavior to get better. But in the second one, in Judgment Day, they explain, like, he does learn human behavior, but he's capped, which is why they go into his skull, remove the part that caps him, because Skynet didn't want them to get too smart to realize that maybe
they're not getting paid.
Yeah, that's exactly.
They don't want them to unionize. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Who said union? Take that chip out.
No, put that chip back
put
in
that
there.
Chip back in there.
So, Judgment did a great part of explaining that they removed the chip, and this is why he was able to advance quicker, and why he was able to bond and understand more human emotion.
That's why he learned to. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that was because they took the chip out.
But that didn't happen in this movie. But they could have said that for whatever. I don't know. He got banged in the head, busted a chip, something fried his chip.
Yeah, or when she shot him in the face.
Yeah, something. Something. But no, he was just like, I just got bored. Yeah. So I learned stuff.
So I learned to love and raise a son.
Like, come on.
And yeah, so basically what happens is he meets this nice lady who has a young boy, and I forget what, like, he helped them somehow. Like,
the father or ex boyfriend was beating both of them,
so he terminated him.
No, he didn't. That would have been good.
He probably did.
He probably did.
Yeah, I don't know. He just ran away. He never. He's not coming back. I don't know. He said he was leaving to Canada or something.
So he became.
You just see him like folded up in the trash.
He
became Carl. And upholstery, man.
Yes.
Oh, man, the upholstery jokes.
Those were great, but it's just like...
So good.
I mean, like, what he says, like, why would she take to you? And he's like, because I was... What'd he say? I am efficient at folding diapers, and I don't get queasy or something. It's like, what?
And she's like, she didn't notice that you're, like, 400 pounds. He's like, our relationship is not physical. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You tell me you raised this little child to a... He was like... He had to be a teenager.
He looked like
teenager,
he was probably 18 or 19.
18, 19 or something. And you never had one night of passionate relations with the lady?
And we know he has a penis. They said it.
Yeah. We know it. We've seen it.
They didn't show it. But they said that they're fully complete.
They insinuated. Yeah. But, yeah, that was strange.
Not only that, but except... Fuck the whole he weighs 400 pounds.
We should have just said, like... he should have just made a little joke. She's like, she likes to be on top. And that would have been perfect. And you'd be like, oh, shit, robot sex. And then it's like a funny joke, you know?
Yeah, and like she never tripped that he didn't eat. I mean, he doesn't eat.
Or poop.
Well, I mean, he could fake that. I'm going to the bathroom.
He's the cleanest.
Like, drop a stink bomb. I don't know.
Ever.
But, like, they never had meals? Like, 18, 19 years of faking meals?
he just sits there while they eat. I had a late lunch.
Yeah. It's like breakfast? Early breakfast.
I'm intermittent fasting.
Yes. Something, you know?
That
was like the biggest, someone should have been like, wait, maybe we should rewrite this.
I feel like it was one of those things where in the writer's room, they're like, yeah, and you know, he's just been hiding out in the woods all this time. Well, that's kind of sad. Shouldn't we give him a family or something? All right, so he has a family that, you know, that have learned to love him kind of thing, and he's taking in this battered woman and her son. Oh, that's nice. And then
someone
else is in the back of the room like, well, what about, like, they didn't know he's a fucking killer robot this whole time. I was like, don't worry about it. I mean, he's going to have an upholstery business. It'll be fine. People don't care about the Terminator's life. And everyone else is like,
Like, I overlook that stuff only because I love Arnold Schwarzenegger so much.
Yeah.
There's just something about him that's very charismatic. You could tell in real life he's a real funny guy.
Yeah.
But it's just that part should have just fucking been rewritten.
Just workshop it a little bit would have been nice. Speaking of him being a funny guy, I saw him on, and him being our governor, of course. I saw him on James Corden's show.
I don't like that guy.
You don't like James Corden?
I don't know.
Is it because he's British?
No, I don't know. There's something about him. He's shady. My gut feeling about people is really good, and I get bad juju from him.
I don't know. He seems like a nice guy to me.
Nah, I don't buy it.
He likes singing.
I don't buy it.
He has a funny show.
I mean, I'm sure he does all that. I just don't buy that. He's like, I'm a really nice guy. No, I don't buy that shit. No, there's something about you.
Okay. Anyway.
Something's going to come out. Watch. Mark my words. Maybe not next week.
Wow, James Corden did a triple murder-suicide? That's crazy.
Like, told you.
I told you. I knew it was happening. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on his show promoting Terminator. And they do a fun game where it's basically a truth or dare kind of thing, but it's having to eat nasty food is
gross.
If you don't want to answer the truth questions.
Just and he lie. Asked,
and he asked him a question about, was there ever a time when you were governor that you didn't tell the truth and you knew you were lying, basically. And Arnold Schwarzenegger tells a story about how, you know, when you sign a bill into a law and if you decide not to, you decide to veto it, you have to write a little reasoning why you're vetoing that bill.
Okay.
And so this one particular bill had come to him from some legislator, he didn't mention who it was, that he hated, though, they always argued back and forth. And so when he wrote his little veto message out, he made it so that if you took the first letter from every line that he wrote, it spelled out, fuck you. And then, of course, the media found it, and they're like, so did you know that it said fuck you on here? It's like, huh, that's crazy. Look at that. Huh, I did not know that did that. That was totally unintentional. I'm like, that is the best political inside story I've ever heard. It is so funny that, like, they could be so petty when they're doing.
Oh, I love it.
Fuck you.
The fact he had to take time.
Yeah.
He had to think about it.
Yeah.
He had to make sure the words in alignment made sense.
Those are the kind of politics I'm interested in.
Right?
You know what I mean? I mean, anyone can sit on a toilet and tweet out obscenities about minorities.
You'll never get Trump to do that shit. It's too fucking stupid.
He doesn't think that hard about anything. So. But, I thought that was pretty funny. And then, I mean, you know, I think that once Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of, I think Terminator 2 was honestly a pretty good, one of the first movies where he started to be a little bit more comedic, you know, then he got into Twins and.
Do you think so? Was it?
Let's look at the timeline. But I'd be willing to bet that Terminator 2 was one of the first ones where he started to have a little bit more of a comedic funny bone in him. Because, you know, he starts doing like, he does all the Hasta la vista, baby, and all that stuff where he's like basically.
Well, okay. Almost. Because Twins was before.
Oh, Twins was before.
Now, but to say that he was purposely, I mean, he was funny.
Oh, and Kindergarten Cop. Okay, well.
But like, thinking about it though, he was fucking hilarious, but it was because things were happening to him and how he reacted.
Right.
I don't know if he was like you know, taking a comedic role as much as he was a punching bag.
Yeah. So it could but be. It showed that he had, you know, he was willing to, you know, kind of laugh at himself a little bit and wasn't taking himself super seriously. Why was he? He was in the TV movie Lincoln. What the fuck?
He played a tree.
That's so weird. You know, he played John G. Nikolai. He was a voice of it. That was weird. Yeah, you know, and some of my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies are his comedic ones, like True Lies.
Oh, I fucking love True Lies.
So good.
I could watch that over and over. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. Tom Arnold, right?
Oh, those are great, but I actually love the scenes with him and was it Bill Paxton? Like,
oh yeah. Yeah,
what he said? He had the worst. I can't believe he said these lines. Like some of those lines
pissed my pants, man.
But there was something where he says like ass like a 10-year-old boy. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
I miss Bill Paxton so much.
See, but whoever wrote that, like, I get that he was playing a creeper.
Yeah,
but
when he got caught in it, and he's like peeing his pants. He's like, he's talking about, I got a tiny dick, yeah, man. It's so small, you can't even see it. It's pathetic. So good. Oh my god, I'm gonna put that on the soundboard. He's just one of these versatile actors now. And
he really is. He doesn't get enough credit. The other day I was watching, he was in a zombie movie, and I'm trying to find it right now.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Maggie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I slept on it. Someone had told me to watch it. And then
that very same year, Terminator Genesis.
But that was one where he played a serious role, mm-hmm, and it was a very, very sad movie. And it's like, dude, he's a legit great actor. Like, people don't give him enough credit. He gets typecasted for a lot of stuff, but he has range. He definitely has range.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, he can do a serious drama. He can do the action. And he can obviously do like a comedy and family.
That's a great one for you guys who haven't seen Maggie. Definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Have a Disney movie lined up after or something, like, because yeah, it's definitely a sad movie.
Definitely sad. But he's excellent. I mean, it's just Jingle All the Way is one of my favorite Christmas movies.
That is a great fucking movie.
To this day, that's how I remember the reindeer's names for Santa's reindeers.
When he's sputting.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
When he's yelling at the radio DJ or whatever.
Yeah, he's like running down the street saying it over and over again so he remembers it.
That's probably the
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
That's probably the last funny movie that Sinbad was in.
Probably the last movie Sinbad.
That's so sad. It might be. No, I'm sure he's. I'm not going to look it up, but I'm sure he's been in other stuff.
Yeah, Sinbad is fixing for a comeback.
Did
I'm
we?
Sure.
Did we say Last Action Hero?
Oh, Last Action Hero was great. The bad guy in that was a Tywin Lannister.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the glass the eye. Eyeball. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, pretty good.
That guy like does not fucking age. Like he's looked the same.
He has looked the
super
exact
long.
Same. For so long. He was also Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin.
He had the cheesiest fucking lines.
Simon says, freeze. as bad as that movie was, I really enjoyed it. Such a good time. Junior, where he has a baby. Remember that one?
Oh, that was terrible. That's still so cringy to watch. He, I'm sure he got paid a lot of fucking money to do that.
Yeah, probably. He had a baby. This is nice. Claim that on your taxes.
Commando.
Total Recall. The Running Man. Ooh, The Running Man. Wasn't that one based off of a Stephen King book?
I don't know if it's Stephen King, but it's definitely off a book. Maybe you're right. I mean, we can look it up later.
And of course, Predator.
Fucking classic, man.
So good. And Conan the Destroyer.
You
and
son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. And then the fucking, like,
fucking muscly fucking
high five.
No, it was like a, yeah, like a shake slash arm wrestling.
It was like the, where you bend your arms. I don't know what you
Dylan. Call. Dylan.
Dylan. Son you of a bitch. Son of a bitch. That's what it looks like with me and Christian high five.
Mm-hmm. We do it with our dicks. Just
like, oh, Jesus Christ. Just got super gay. They are veiny like that.
Yes, exactly. And as thick.
As thick. So if you had to, say, rank the Terminator movies.
Two would be top.
Two would be number one.
Two would be number one.
I think two would be my number one, too. Then I would say...
I would say one after that.
Probably one after that. And then I would say Dark Fate.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Yep.
Then Salvation.
Yeah!
Then three. Then Genesis. Oh, I hated Genesis.
I wasn't going to rank the other... I was just going to leave it at 2-1 and then this one.
Oh, you just want a podium?
Yeah, that's it, man. I can scrap the other ones.
Yeah, the... I thought Salvation had its... Had a couple cool moments. I don't really remember the storyline, but it took place...
Exactly.
Took place mostly in the future, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
Genesis?
True. No, Salvation.
Oh, Salvation.
With Christian Bale.
Oh, no, that was all future.
That
yeah.
was all in the future.
That was all in the future.
Okay, gotcha.
That was all John Connor.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened. I can't say it was interesting.
I'm forgetting, oh my God, Daenerys. I'm forgetting the actress.
Oh, Emilia Clarke?
Yeah, like, even she, you know, peak Game of Thrones, she could not, even with her star power, could not help Genesis, like, at all.
Yeah, and she did great in it. Like, If there was someone to replace Sarah Connor, I think she did a good job.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, is that in the Sarah Connor Chronicles, I think Cersei is Sarah Connor.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Two queens. Two queens playing...
Connor.
Two queens are Connor.
She's not having a great run right now.
Who?
Clark. The Christmas movie she just did is getting trashed.
Well, it's a Christmas movie.
That's true.
I mean... Aside from Jingle All the Way. I mean...
And Love Actually. I
Love Actually is excellent. Yeah. But it's an elf. You know, there's only...
And Gremlins.
There's
I fucking love Gremlins.
I don't know if I would call that a Christmas movie. I guess
it happened during Christmas.
So did Die Hard, but people that's keep saying it's not a Christmas movie.
Fuck everyone who says that it's not. Fuck you. Yeah. That's a Christmas movie.
But it takes a lot to be a good Christmas movie. You know what I mean? And I mean, okay, what's it called? Last Christmas? I feel like there's already been 10 movies called that. as well as that song that plays all the time.
I read this article on BBC where they like, so even like her home just trashed it. Like it was just, like they were just like.
They asked her mom, she's like, that's a piece of garbage. That movie is a piece of shit.
Can't believe, I disowned her.
Not my daughter. It's not my daughter anymore. I disowned her at the end of Game of Thrones. I did like that they had an Asian guy as the lead. I think that isn't that guy Asian?
I don't in Genesis?
No. What? No, in Last Christmas.
Oh. Like, sorry, we're jumping back and forth so much.
No, I thought that was kind of a cool move, you know. Yeah. Asian guys need to get some more leading man.
For sure, but it was I haven't seen it, but it was a crap movie.
Yeah, it's probably a crap movie. Oh, it's Christmas time. Leah, love me. the main problem I had with Genesis, aside from the trailer giving away everything, which is a huge problem in itself, it was just like, I don't know. I feel like this movie did a good job not trying to retell the same story, even though it kind of did. You know what I mean?
A little bit, but it's...
Same premise where it's like, you know, you're saving this person who leads the resistance, right? Okay, that's been Terminator forever.
It was like a mix of one and two. They're protecting a woman, but you think you're assuming that she's going to give birth to the person who's going to lead the resistance, but it's boom. It's like John Connor where it's her that's going to lead the resistance. Yeah. So it was like a mixture of both.
Which is twofold because you're like, one that's, oh, that's cool. It's actually this chick who's doing it. And then the second part is like, oh shit, it's happening pretty quick.
Yeah.
it's happening like in 2 years.
But I loved everything with Sarah Connor, like every, like her, just like Arnie, like stole scenes. Like she was great. she was funny, but like by accident, like the whole putting herself in a potato chip bag.
Yeah,
put herself it's in like, a... why 10 potato chip bags? Because I fucking love potato chips.
Yeah. And I love when Arnold, it's like, she's like, you've been tracking me this whole time? He's like, you put your phone in a potato chip bag if you want, but it's not going to work or whatever he says.
And the fact that, like, from when John was killed up until that point, that whole time, she's been killing Terminators on her own.
Right.
Because Carl was sending her messages, either texts or calls with coordinates, because he would know when the next one was going to show up. And so she was killing them on her own. Like, so she was a fucking badass.
One thing I was kind of confused about, though, is, like, why were they sending Terminators back? Was it to kill this Danny chick now?
I'm assuming it's to kill the family that would have birthed her, I'm guessing.
Because that was a little confusing to me. I remember being like, okay, so she's been killing Terminators. John Connor's dead. Why are they still trying to kill
It had to have been her bloodline.
It had to have been, yeah, Danny.
Because Legion was going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, not something that was well explained. It's just something I'm assuming.
Yeah. I feel like... now, it sucks because, okay, now this this movie is not doing so hot. So this might be the end of the Terminator franchise in general.
It's definitely the end of Arnold being in the films. A, because he was too old. And he also said, I won't be back.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. They did a couple of little twists on the old Terminator like lines and stuff in this movie. Because the main chick, Grace, she says, like, come with me if you want to, like, not die or something like that.
It was, like, slightly different.
Come with me if you want to live. Showing that it's the same story, but it's also a different story.
Yeah. And all the fight scenes were great. I don't know why people were complaining. Like, the action stuff was great. The last battle was amazing.
I feel like it got a little slow in the middle. But, I mean, it's fine. You know, I think that the airplane scene was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All the stuff at the dam was great. The underwater thing was nuts. It was a good action movie, like start to finish. And then the whole beginning, like where everyone comes out of nowhere, was super awesome. It's a bummer because, like, okay, maybe this is the last Terminator movie, but I
really hope not.
I hope not too, because I think that they've set up enough interesting stuff where they could go on and it could be a cool series, you know. We could learn all about Legion and what's happening. And because we already saw the future where Danny's in the future and leader of the Resistance, like, we could see that in a movie. And for once in the history of Terminator, we could have maybe a linear fucking storyline where it's not sending people back to the past. I think that would be interesting, you know. But we'll see. I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe it could pick up a little steam and finish well enough to warrant another sequel.
I would love to see more of Linda Hamilton with Danny, Natalie Reyes. Like, it'd be cool to show her, like, because obviously, you know, Sarah Connor's been learning how to fight, learning these weapons.
Learning the weaknesses of the Terminator.
Yeah, and just, like, showing her, like, hey, this is how you're going to have to fucking do it in the future.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be a cool movie, and to see Judgment Day actually happen. You know what I mean? And,
well, which we got kind of that with Salvation, or was it with Christian Bale?
Yeah, Salvation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got a little bit of that, but now it's changed because now it's a different AI, and it's a different, you know, future. So it'd be cool because now I think they did a smart thing with this movie. They've continued the Terminator storyline, but also changed it enough where now it could be a fresh new thing.
Yeah.
Right. Every movie before that was always like, gotta save John Connor. He's gonna lead the Resistance and he's important for the future, and Skynet is going to Judgment Day and everything. So it's nice to have this one, which kind of resets all that. It shows, okay, all those other movies weren't in vain. We actually prevented Judgment Day from happening.
Right, exactly.
But now there's a new threat that still involves Terminator.
Yeah, I'd love robots. To see, like, a battle of enhanced humans with Terminators would be cool.
What if, here's a cool movie idea. This is the next movie script we'll write. Okay, so the next Terminator movie, Danny finds a person who was originally supposed to invent Skynet, right? but didn't because now, you know, they had changed the future and everything. But now they have him create Skynet to fight Legion. Terminator on Terminator action.
Why wouldn't they just band together to kill the humans?
No, because they would program that in it. They would program a hero class robot.
Bunch of Arnies?
Yeah. Well, it could be whoever. CG. By then, you don't even need Arnold to be alive anymore. You just...
You can do the voice acting.
CGM. Yeah. But how sick would that be?
Yeah. I mean, I'm down.
And then you send robots into the future instead of into the past. That would be cool.
Twist. You know, twist. No more past the future stuff.
Future stuff. We're going to send these robots into the future. I think that would be cool.
Or hackers. Why can't they hack into these guys and just, like, take them down?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't have a right adapter, just right dongle.
Wi-Fi, bro.
I always put the USB stick in the wrong way, and then he kills me. Like, you just jam this USB stick into him, and then it'll shut down the Terminator. And he goes up to him and jams in the wrong way. And you're like, uh-oh. And it just cracks his neck. Dead.
How come they don't use, EMPs in the future? It worked. Yeah. Like,
I feel like, they should have figured that shit out a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I feel like that's the first thing that anyone does when AI tries to take over. Just EMP.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, sure, it sucks. We're going to be without internet for a week or two. But it's like...
It's not worth it. Fuck it.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do while we clean up this mess? Now I'm going to have to read an actual book? That's stupid.
You can't tweet about this shit?
Anything else you want to say about Terminator?
No, I would say go watch it. It's worth a watch. I mean, outside of the stupid Arnold storyline, Carl part. But he was great. It was just the fucking right. It pissed me off so much. Like, dude, you guys are doing so well. Throw this in there.
It was just one of those things where lazy writing. They set that part of the script and gave it to the intern. And the intern just should have stuck to getting
coffee. I just feel there's enough people in movies. I don't care how high. I don't care if it was an executive producer. He's like, this is going to be in it. There could have been like, you know, maybe we don't do that. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the idea of that, right? So the idea that that this T-800 somehow, they're just like predisposed to actually turn good later. And then, but also that through living in our time and like being around humans, he became a better person.
Or
I like that idea.
Or
right?
he like, obviously they don't learn history. Maybe he starts learning history. He's like, oh, history is always about battle and people are always like, shit's happening. Nothing good ever comes from it. Yeah, maybe I should help to stop this.
Yeah. He read like War and Peace or some shit.
Some
like
shit.
That.
I don't know.
Yeah, and
like, this is not going to end up good for the robots either, so maybe we should stop this cycle. Something, you know?
Yeah, I thought they...
I just fucking thought of that shit right now, and I feel like that's fucking better.
I know. There's so many versions of that section of the movie that could be better. But that's my only real gripe with the movie. I think everything else is great.
Yeah, I mean...
It was entertaining, awesome action, lots of funny little jokes and such. What's her name? Mackenzie Davis is super hot. Super hot.
Yeah.
She was from Blade Runner 2049.
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
Yeah. I'll catch up.
You're never going to catch up.
Oh, I'd definitely catch up.
You're never going to catch up. That movie came out like 2 years ago or a year ago or something.
Okay, the reason why I haven't seen it yet is
because you haven't seen the original Blade Runner?
I've tried twice.
Oh my god, I hate you.
Fell asleep both times.
It's a slow movie, okay? It's not for everybody. It requires an intellect to watch it, so I understand if you're having trouble.
I'm going to just drink some coffee.
And wake up one morning and just watch
it. I will do that.
Start your day with a little Blade Runner. The second one, I'll say, is better. I actually enjoy the second one better.
A lot of listeners are going to be mad.
That's okay. They could be mad.
That's all right. I probably pissed off a lot of people saying that
That you haven't seen.
No, the Shining movie was kind of like meh.
Yeah, I mean, for that one,
what, you know,
my main thing is you have to think about when it came out. And same thing with Blade Runner, the first one. You know?
Now, what sold me on it is when you said, look at the book and the film as two separate things.
Yep.
So for a long time, it was that was pissing me off.
Yeah. Yeah,
but now I'm like, you know, I respect that opinion. Like, that makes sense what Cody said. See, cinematically, and you know, the shots are beautiful, but it just wasn't it just wasn't the same story of The Shining.
Yeah.
But artistically, it was gorgeous. The shots were amazing.
In that case, don't read the story for Blade Runner first, because it's different too.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Or do. And then you can really.
I'll watch the movie and then read the book.
Yeah.
That might be better pill.
You're in for a weird time. It's a weird one, but definitely worth it. And you know, Blade Runner also about robots. So there you go.
I know that much.
Pretending to be humans.
I know that much.
Ooh,
about it.
Blade Runner Terminator crossover.
There we go. With Harrison Ford.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh.
That would have to have been done like 30 years ago,
dude. Someone in the 80s fucked that up. You know what I mean?
So we're going to make a time machine. We're going to go back in time.
We're going to show up naked. Yeah. Just like with lightning all around us, just like crouching down naked. And we'll be like, we're here to save the movie industry.
Yeah, I'm down.
We've brought a script from the future. The ultimate crossover.
Ooh, I got chills.
That's so good. That's from space travel. It gets really cold.
Yeah.
Or time travel, I mean.
Then why do they come out steamy? They're always like...
Tss. Yeah, but you saw in the thing where it gets like there's frost.
Oh, that's right. Those frost and then lightning.
I think it's just like, it's just showing you that time travel is weird. It's like, whoa, it's weird. It's cold.
It's cold and lightning?
And steamy.
Cold, lightning, steamy?
And why are they so naked?
Can't take clothes, man.
Can't take clothes, but you can take all the metal that's inside of them.
It's different.
It's different.
That's him.
You think if they were going to send her back with all those add-ons in her, they would have like shoved some anti-seizure drugs up her butt or something.
That would have made sense.
Right? I mean,
if she could take the metal, but she can't take the medicine.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so the minute you fight a Terminator, you're immediately going to pass out afterwards unless... you break into a pharmacy and steal a bunch of drugs and inject yourself with
them. Well, she did. There was a line she did say, I'm not meant for long battles.
Right.
Small excursions. Yeah,
if you don't, you know, incapacitate a Terminator in the first however many seconds, you know, you're dead anyway. Yeah. But it's like, come on. Like, give her like, you know, you tuck it up in a balloon.
That's another thing I want to.
Grease it up and then just.
From. You know, personal experience.
Up into the prison wallet.
I will say, not the prison wallet. That was bad timing.
From personal experience.
That was bad timing.
You don't want to use a balloon of lubricated condom.
No, that's a rookie move. No, just from personal experience, no pharmacy in Mexico would ask you for prescription. You just go in there. I want
Do you have
this.
A prescription for those? And she's like, and she puts the gun on the table. He's like, I'm just kidding. This is Mexico. Yeah. Come on back.
I am Mexican. I want to start off. So, and I know from personal experience, you tell them what you want, and they just give it to you.
I was reading last. This might be a little too revealing. Last time I went to Mexico, I was reading up about that because I'm like, I mean, if you're winning Rome, buy some over-the-counter painkillers. Some things do require a prescription, but they normally got a guy around the corner who will, like, write you one.
If anything, you just add a little extra money and be like, is there anything we can do to get around this?
Yeah.
And you'll get it. A
few extra pesos.
Yeah.
Or dollars. Well, aside from Carl's upholstery thing, I think overall...
Oh, we should say it was really funny. He was telling a story of, like, is like, and he wanted stripes or something.
And he wanted stripes for the little girls' room. But for little girls, you don't get solid colors. You get little polka dots.
Or
the balloons or the butterflies. And that's, I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, maybe they like reverse engineered it from that joke. I wouldn't put it past them. Sometimes the Hollywood
Don't get me wrong. Like, that was funny, but it's just how he got to it.
Yeah.
Like.
No, he's lived with this lady the whole time. They bang all the time because he bangs like a robot and she loves it. And that's how you make it believable.
I mean, yeah, because it's not like he's like, oh, I need to, you know, some time to to get ready again. Like, nah, you can just go for as long as they want.
That's what it sounds like.
He's like, I'm coming.
Come with me if you want to live. And I think on that note, we should end it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and go check out Terminator Dark Fate. It's in theaters now. Definitely better than what the box office is saying. So
we're going to save this movie. Listeners, yeah, we're all going to save
it. We're all going to go together and save it. Definitely worth checking out. Super entertaining. I think it's definitely better than most action movies that we've been getting. Definitely return to force for the old Terminator franchise. We got some fun stuff coming up in the next couple episodes. I'm thinking by maybe the next one, we might have some merch to talk about.
If not very soon after.
If not the next one, probably. But yeah, so thank you guys for listening and subscribing. Check us out, Stitcher and Spotify and wherever podcasts are found. You can also drop us a line on nerdswithfriendspodcast.com. We'll have, you know, you can email us straight through the site there. We also have some fun little stories and videos on there too. So, Christian, I think you definitely need to
watch
some stuff before next we meet. You know, check out Watchmen. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm gonna fucking get on it.
Yeah, and, you know, take a break from Stephen King and watch some stuff.
I can't.
But to all the nerds out there, remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you and good night.